I keep saying it's the show that keeps on giving. Maths.
It's the greatest show in all the land.
Oh, come on.
As far as I'm concerned, I absolutely love it. And we are super excited to have joining us right now, Melissa and Bryce.
Morning, guys.
Good morning. You two were looking so loved up at the dinner party last night.
I know, it was a bit different to what they showed at the honeymoon, so it looked like we didn't get along. But last night we were laughing and carrying on, and I feel like we lost some footage of the honeymoon.
Well,
go to the cutting room floor, you'll find some.
You will find some. Actually, Wilco's got some right now, and we do want to ask you about the whole honesty thing. Have a listen to what you said last week. I'm sure you've heard it before.
Yeah. Hang on, here it is. Here, yeah.
I'll be completely honest, not 100%. I've always gone for the blonde hair, blue eyes, tan kind of girl, and someone slightly usually taller. I can't just say hi. I'd 100% come up to you in a bar and be like, I'd buy you a drink, because I don't know.
Now, I'm thinking that you two are collectively sitting there rolling your eyes, and you've never heard any audio so much as what you've heard so much as that.
No, it's kind of funny. Obviously, I've copped a fair bit of slack the last week for those comments. And, oh, look, I've said time and time again, it's a very poor choice of words from my behalf. But I think what everyone's forgetting is that we'd only known each other for like 3 days.
Yep.
And it's called the honesty box. So
exactly.
I was just being honest. I don't think I'm a criminal. I've never shot anyone. I've never stabbed anyone. I'm just being honest. And
okay.
At that stage in our relationship, I was just saying how I felt. So I guess shoot a guy for being honest.
Yeah, and well, there's two sides, isn't there? I mean, I certainly, after we heard that the next day, because, I mean, we'd been obviously spoken to you the day before that came out, and I was praising you, saying, you know, good on you for being brave enough to end your relationship, and I stand by that. I think a lot of people stay in relationships when they shouldn't be flogging a dead horse. But the next morning we were like, oh, what is he thinking? He's had an absolute worry about his choice of words. But we'd love to hear from you, Melissa. I mean, at the end of the day, Bryce is right. He was asked the question. And yes, as you've said, as you've owned, Bryce, maybe you could have worded it a bit differently. But Melissa, I mean, would you rather know? Do you like that Bryce was that honest?
Absolutely. I would prefer any guy to be that honest. I've copped a lot of honesty being in the public eye now. And sometimes it's hard to hear, and in that moment, it was definitely difficult to process, but I wouldn't have it any other way, and it was just the better option. That way, everything's out on the table, there's no secrets. He was doing the right thing, and I don't think anyone should be crucified for being honest about how they really feel.
Yeah, I know it's the way the edit works from the TV show, but seriously, I mean, Bryce could have, you know, peppered his language with something, you know, complimentary. He could have been a bit sweet with what he said. I mean, you know how to date, Bryce, for God's sake. You know the right words.
Yeah, I know. That E word does not do you any favours sometimes. But look, it obviously came out of my mouth, so I've got to own what I said. Yeah, it's just an unfortunate thing that I probably should have thought a bit more before I spoke.
And Bryce is very, very blunt, so I think we're gonna see a lot more of this.
Is he teaching you to be more blunt and honest, Melissa?
Yeah, yeah. Initially, I was obviously very timid and very reserved in how I approach topics. And I definitely come out of my shell as the weeks progress, because I learned from the best. The best person to be blunt and very brutally honest. So, I definitely learn a little bit from Bryce.
Bryce is media savvy. He's a media savvy guru. So, of course, he can direct you where you need to go with tough questions from the media. Because, well, the thing is, it obviously sounds like you two are together and the things that, you know, are happy. Do you watch the show together holding hands, or do you just sort of hide your eyes every time it goes to air?
No, to be honest, obviously there's things that we know what's gone through our experiment, and you're watching it back, and there's some things that we've forgotten about. So it's kind of reliving the last 6 months for us. And look, sometimes it's nice and enjoyable to watch, like last night's dinner party, or you've got an honesty box that's a bit hard to watch. But obviously we've got a bit of an interesting week coming up, and I think tonight we've got Confessions Week. So
I'm looking forward to that. Well, they showed the teaser of you guys being asked to or forced to put all the maths contestants in order of, is it hottest to
Yeah, basically, they want us to rate the brides and grooms from most attractive to least attractive. So clearly that's going to help us in a brand new relationship establish ourselves, which is great.
Yeah, anyone would normally do this with their friends, right? You would put all your friend faces down and rate them.
Oh, that's 100%. Great dinner party conversation.
So,
I love it.
So can I ask, did you both do it sort of separately in separate rooms, or did one go first and then the other one? Because I'd want to go second. I'd be
not. No, we were in the same lounge room at the same time, and I think unfortunately I drew the first straw, so I had to kick it off.
Oh, of course you did, Bryce. Are we allowed to ask what order, where did you come, Melissa?
Melissa came, what did you come in, the top nine?
You definitely have to watch this episode. This will be a cracker.
Well, I'll ask you this. Did it impact on your choice as to where you put Bryce in the order?
I was definitely 100% honest, and you'll be able to read my face and you'll know that I was completely honest.
Good girl.
Good. I like the fact you're honest. And be honest with us now. I'm seeing everywhere that, cameras and paparazzi have caught you guys together, you know, eating together, and Bryce playing for a certain soccer team somewhere. Is this true, or is this just you guys putting on, you know, the cloak and dagger stuff to keep it good for the TV show?
Who were you watching on the weekend with?
Oh, I don't know. I was just messing around.
I was actually just jet-setting around Melbourne, so I don't know what I was doing at soccer, but I normally play footy, so I don't know.
Yeah, maybe someone misconstrued the fact soccer and footy are the same. Well, soccer and footy are the same thing. You're talking league, you mean, are you?
It depends how you clarify the terminology of football.
Bryce is media savvy. He just knows how to handle those tough questions, mate. I'm proud of you, brother.
See, this is the only time he's not honest. You chose an hour interview, Bryce, to not be honest.
Yeah.
Well, we're being stalked a little bit, so I guess we'll have to see how much we keep getting stalked around Melbourne at the moment.
Yeah. Hey, I've got to ask you, this is going to do your media career well, isn't it, mate? Because what's the next move after this? Is it to get your own TV show, podcast thing happening, what?
I think just trying to get a full-time gig would be good.
Well, that's right. And to be honest, I reckon after the show and everything you've said about Mel, I reckon Mel might want to do her own podcast and say, right, this is the real deal about Bryce. He's going
to
cop it back.
Let's be honest with
each
other.
We might have to make our own one up together.
I think you might. And you can title it Bryce's Apology Podcast.
You know, listen to them laughing together. You're beautiful. All right. Thank you so much for your time, guys. I know you can do a whole raft of media this morning, but Bryce and Melissa, sounds like it's all happy streets.
Well, it sounds like it. Keep watching Maths. Thanks so much for joining us today, guys.